My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, one of the leading figures throughout the history of the conservative movement. He pioneered direct mail, and he's now head of conservativehq.com. One of his big concerns in recent years is that Republican Party leaders have not articulated and led on key conservative principles. Today, at the first day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, also known as CPAC, the audience heard from the likes of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, as well as House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie about how conservative ideas were the future of the party. Paul Ryan saying that differences on exactly what positions the party should hold are healthy, and Mitch McConnell saying that if the Senate is given back to Republican control, he will be working tirelessly towards conservative principles. And we want to get Richard's reaction to that. And, sir, first of all, it's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Greg. If Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader, says they'll be working for conservative principles if the Republicans get control of the Senate, well, that'll be a first for him, because his entire Senate life has been spent growing government. And that's why we have a Tea Party today, because of the failure of the Republican leaders. That when they're in power, they act like Democrats, except they grow government just a little slower than the Democrats do. But the Tea Party people just got tired of being used and abused by the Republicans, and because of the failure and the flaws of the Republican leaders, the Tea Party came into existence.
So what do you think we could expect from a Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell?
Well, it depends how many conservative senators are elected in this year's Senate elections in November. What I say to conservatives, paraphrasing James Carville from 1992, who frequently said, it's the economy, stupid. I say to conservatives, it's the primary, stupid. And there's a wave coming this year, but just like we could see it in 2009, 2010, that's going to sweep the Democrats out and sweep a lot of Republicans in. And if all it does is bring in more Paul Ryans, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner's and Eric Cantor types, we will have lost the opportunity of a lifetime. The opportunity to save America and return America to limited government, constitutional government, is in the primaries. And so if we are fortunate in nominating and electing a lot of limited government constitutional conservatives this year, Mitch McConnell will be a far better Senate leader, providing he wins re-election, which is very much in doubt.
We're talking with Richard Viguerie of the founding of the conservative movement, conservativehq.com. And, sir, let's talk a little bit about what Paul Ryan said. He said that he understands that there's a difference in opinion within the Republican Party about the direction that it ought to go. You've articulated it already in our conversation here today. He says that's healthy for the party. It's just like a family. Not everybody has the same opinion, but ultimately you air things out and you get on the same page and things are getting better, not worse. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think he's papering over a serious, serious problem. I've just written a book called Takeover, which describes that we've been engaged in a 102-year-old, literally civil war inside the Republican Party, which is the most important political battle in America today. It's not between Republicans and the Democrats. It's inside the Republican Party. And it's a serious disagreement over the role of government. And Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are on the side of the big government, and the limited government constitutional conservatives have just woke up recently, I think in recent years, to realize that their number one opponent is not Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Obama, but is the big government Republicans. And they're in the way of conservatives governing America. We've been proven in election after election, when the face of the opposition to the Democrats is the Paul Ryans, the Mitch McConnells, John Boehner, Eric Cantors, people don't like them, and they vote against them. 2006, 2008, the Republicans lost the Congress, lost the White House. Same as in 2012, they lost the White House, because people don't like them as the leaders of the opposition to the Democrats. But when you put principled conservatives in front of the voters, they give the Republicans a big victory. Four big victories in my lifetime, 1980, Ronald Reagan. 1984, Ronald Reagan. 1994, the contract with America. They took Congress for the first time in 40 years, the Republicans did. 2010, the opposition to the Democrats is not Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, Cantor. It is the Tea Party. Rush Limbaugh, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio, people like that, and gave the Republicans their biggest victory in 75, 80 years. So as long as the Paul Ryan's, Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Cantors are seen as the opposition to Democrats, we're going to have a tough time becoming a majority.
Richard, what's your sense on Paul Ryan? I remember back in 2012 you were a bit skeptical of Mitt Romney, and the fact that he chose Paul Ryan for the ticket actually made you feel better about conservative principles coming into the administration if they had won. Of course, they didn't. Now you're obviously not too keen on Paul Ryan. What's changed for you?
You've got a very good memory, Greg. You're exactly right. What has changed is I was surprised that Paul Ryan, a good man, wouldn't want a better, maybe next-door neighbor, best friend. He's just a wonderful human being. But he has been in Washington a long time now, and it seems like he's signed on to the establishment. He's part of the establishment. You don't get selected to leadership positions unless you play ball with the big government types in Washington. And so Ryan has been a disappointment to conservatives, quite frankly. And we thought he would run a more aggressive, challenging, hard-hitting campaign in 2012. And he didn't do that. And ever since then, he's been proposing, going along with the expansion of government. So he's been a disappointment, quite frankly.
Mr. Vigory, you mentioned several candidates that made a big difference in the U.S. Senate after they won in 2010. Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, he was 2012, Rubio also in 2010. Who do you see in the crop this year? You say you foresee another year like 2010 this year. What candidates out there excite you the most?
Well, I think, there's half a dozen or so of the establishment Republican candidates that have serious challenges. Mitch McConnell's got a serious challenge. Lamar Alexander in Tennessee. Pat Robertson in Kansas. Thad Cochran in Mississippi. So there's any number of exciting candidates out there who are challenging establishment Republicans. But there's also some other good conservative candidates out there. A candidate named Sass in Nebraska, and just some exciting candidates out there. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out there. But I hope that conservatives don't run multiple limited government constitutional conservative candidates in the same race, especially if there's a establishment Republican running, and we split the vote and allow an establishment Republican to come in, as we've done so many times in recent years.
And finally, sir, what could the current Republican majority in the House and the Republican minority in the Senate do the rest of this year to prove to you that they have gotten your message to some extent and they would do a good job if given power again next year?
Well, I don't know that there's anything they can do. One thing that the conservatives at the grassroots level are looking for, I think, Greg, above everything else, is leadership. They just don't see leadership. As the Obama is shredding the Constitution and becoming a dictator, the abuses in the IRS, EPA, etc., the Republican leaders are mostly silent, and it's just very frustrating to conservatives at the grassroots level to see that we don't have good, effective leaders. Winston Churchill in the 1930s talked about how when he was a young boy, his nanny would take him to the carnival and to circuses and show him everything, let him do everything except one thing. It's one thing that my nanny said would never allow me to see as a young boy, and I had to wait here till I got to the House of Commons to see it, and that was the boneless wonder. He said it was just too scary. Well, that's what we have with Republican leaders in the Congress now. They're boneless leaders, and people at the grassroots are just angry and furious that we don't have effective leadership against this dictatorial president.
Well, we saw the first round of 2014 primaries just this week, and they'll be going on for the weeks and months to come for several months now. So we'll be watching some of those key races that you mentioned, and of course we'll see how the numbers turn out in November, and we certainly hope in the meantime to check back in with you as events warrant. Richard, thank you very much for your time.
I always look forward to it, Greg. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Richard Viguerie is the founder of ConservativeHQ.com, longtime fixture of the conservative movement, and the pioneer in the direct mail aspect of political campaigns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.